This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. I was having a chat with the folks that run our new affiliates in the Finger Lakes region up above Syracuse in New York. And I said to them, we were talking about the contents of the program. And I said in a loving manner that from time to time they might hear me in a wispy sense. Chime in with a song or come in with some sort of lyrical musical note. And I hope they didn't object to it. And of course, they were all very supportive, much more so than the three of you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here on the DJV program. So this teacher who taught the lessons on the Holocaust, there was a conversation going on and I wasn't paying much attention to it until I heard some bits and pieces about this teacher who had youngsters in the class dress up as people who were going to the gas chamber. And this is in Phil, you're in the District of Columbia. You can jump in if you know some more about this. Jennifer seems to have the lead on it. What in the world is this woman thinking?
It's, I don't know. Her name is Kimberlyn Jerkowski, and she was placed on leave.
Emphasis on the jerk.
Yeah, right? After parents complained, it was Watkins Elementary School in Washington, D.C., and she made students, imagine this, do role play on the Holocaust. She assigned students to be Jews, and she told them to pretend to die in a gas chamber and dig mass graves. One student was assigned to be Adolf Hitler, who carried out the Holocaust. She told students, quote, because the Jews ruined Christmas. Yeah. And apparently
how old
this
are
was
these
not
children? What age are we talking
elementary
about?
School. These are third graders, I believe.
Fabulous.
That I mean, it's just crazy. And this woman had, it makes you wonder, like, how easy it is for people who are crazy like this to get into the school system. I mean, she wasn't a teacher. She was a librarian, so she wasn't hired on to be a teacher. But she had a scandalous tenure as a librarian. Because apparently she ran in New Jersey in 2010 for a local school board position, and there it was in Hamilton Township in Atlantic County, and that's where she says she ran for office. Now, there's no record of her serving on the school board, but there is a record of New Jersey catching her stealing money from taxpayers. She stole $24,000 through a program that was designed to help children of state educators. So the Hamilton Township District in New Jersey paid for her two children to receive tutoring, but she continued to bill the district for reimbursements once that tutoring stopped. So then she was convicted of fraud and forced to forfeit her librarian job. But it gets worse than that. In 2019, she faced four charges of animal cruelty because she left her dogs out in the cold. This is from a pet rescue report. Jerkowski left five dogs behind to survive in frigid temperatures in what they describe as a dilapidated environment. They have police officers with body cam footage who responded to this.
Nuts. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But apparently she had the dogs, five dogs, in a completely run-down property. They were in pens with sheets of plywood leaning against the fence to act as shelter. And one of the dogs, which was an older Rottweiler named Poseidon, could barely walk. He was found dead and frozen solid to the ground in one of the pens.
That is horrifying.
Right. I just don't understand how this woman got hired to be a teacher in Washington,
D.C.
And I said to Jen when we were talking about this during the break, like, how, okay, fine, run a background check. If none of this stuff comes up as criminal, Google someone. It's not hard. I mean, this is insane that this woman was allowed to hold any position of influence over kids.
And they have plenty of opportunity. I mean, you could Google, you could look at your criminal background. But they also, you know, and kids, Auntie Jen, Auntie Victoria, Auntie Jay, and Uncle Phil and Uncle Dougie here are reminding you that what happens on social media can really follow you. And I think a lot of kids think that, like, oh, we can post whatever we want and it won't be used. Well, maybe this is an example that that's true, because apparently she's got a really weird, like, combative tone on her social media. Her Twitter account, she's got calls to abolish the police. She has defended not just Palestine, but Palestinian terrorism. She shared posts that said that a Palestinian terrorist was killed by Israeli police.
She'd vote for Marilyn Taylor Greene.
No.
No.
Marjorie is her name, but she seems to be on the other side of the aisle from Marjorie. But that doesn't...
No, she's so far to the left because that's just crazy.
Her politics don't necessarily matter, but when you're retweeting support for a Palestinian terrorist, maybe you're like, maybe not quite. So.
All right. That's food for thought. Joe Biden says a vaccinated American is a good American. And that if you have been vaccinated, you ought to feel comfortable celebrating Christmas with your family as you have planned. I planned to do it anyway, whether he told me it was okay or not. But I guess that everybody thought this was going to be a whoop-em-up speech, and it didn't seem to be. I mean, there's a lot of warnings in the speech to those who were still unvaccinated. But he said, quote, "I promise you it will save lives." So it wasn't the hammer necessarily, but it was more encouragement to get the shots. I'm taking all of the people that work for me on the farm to get their booster this afternoon. And they all agreed. It wasn't like I had to coerce them into doing it. They just said, yeah, it makes good sense to do it. And we had the previous two. This is 6 months to the day since they had their second shot. So I think
it's good. Don't let any time overlap because we know that there's it just the protection drops. Our friend who just was in the hospital with COVID, you know, young, healthy guy, he waited too long to get his booster. He got his booster. 2 days later, went to a concert, and then 2 days after that, was sick.
Right. Chicago is going to require proof of vaccination now, according to an announcement from the city, at gymnasiums, at restaurants. Go to a bar, you got to show proof of full vaccination. Does that include the booster? So if you've run into a time thing, does that mean you can't go to the bar or to the restaurant?
Boosters are not required yet. I was actually, even in New York City where this sort of started, Philadelphia is now requiring vaccination cards as well. But the boosters aren't included yet, and I don't know, because not enough people have been boosted, so I don't know. That is something strange.
Doesn't apply, though, if you go to a church, if you go to the soup kitchen to get dinner. It doesn't apply to schools, daycare centers, private weddings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, Chicago has a pretty high COVID hospitalization rate, and that's why they're doing this, among other things, but they're staying in school. All right, the schools are staying open. All the schools are going to be shut down next week anyway. The schools are probably closing on Thursday or maybe Friday, depending on the district, and they won't go back until, what is it, the 3rd? The 3rd is Monday. So you got a week to kind of work this stuff through. I'm thinking, the way this thing is moving, as fast as it's moving, there's going to be a lot of change, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
York is shutting the schools down for a little while in January. I know the UC schools the University of California schools announced yesterday that they are considering going back to just at home remote learning after winter break, and they're mandating COVID boosters. So it really depends on whether or not the municipality is mandating or recognizing the booster as a must. So for UC, they're saying if you just having two shots is not enough, you've got to get the booster or you can't come back to school. So
speaking of going back, there's something I'm confused a little by. This Justice Department saying that the Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to put federal inmates who were released during the pandemic back in jail.
Yep.
Yeah, like the white. It's a lot of white collar criminals.
Okay,
like
how do they decide? Is it everybody or just the white collar people?
No. It depends on. Well, it's not in New York and New Jersey. It's not everybody because this has been a lot of local talk too. But I think it depends on if you got released to begin with. They didn't just release violent criminals to their home confinement. So there were a lot of white collar criminals like Michael Cohen. He just finished out his sentence a month ago or whatever, and so he was allowed to leave his apartment 1 hour a day, but he had to stay in his building. So everyone has and he lives in New York City, so it's different. If you're in your home, then I think there's however far you can go into your yard. But, yeah, so they're, I mean, some of these people have actually gotten jobs, and so, like, they're working from home. I don't know. I just find this to be much more productive. If it's not a violent criminal, then why not? And get them so taxpayer dollars aren't paying for their bed in the jail anymore. I don't know. I think it makes sense.
I just don't see, because this is all part of the CARES Act.
Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of stipulation, because, again, this is about 35,000, I think, criminals that were released, federal inmates who had been transferred over to house arrest. And they say that during that time, some completed their sentences, which is why they didn't go back. But only several hundred actually went back to jail life after this was over, after the term was over. 5,000 are still in their homes, according to, I guess, who's looking at the numbers of this. I don't know. You commit a crime and you get a sentence.
Well, it depends on what it is. We all have agreed pretty much that some of these people that are put in jail, confined to jail,
but
because
no
of marijuana convictions,
about,
and but they're
well,
not
no
separated out. It's just
that.
Everybody here. Anybody?
These are
and everybody.
These are they're going to
well,
have federal at the federal at the federal level. So you're looking at federal sentences. And so I don't know. I feel like if you're going to, especially with crime running rampant like it is, if you're going to give someone a sentence, can the government come along with a bill basically and overturn that? I guess they can without having to take it through the courts. But what kind of lesson or message does that send to other people?
All right. We'll celebrate a hero named Sidney Reilly after these words here on the DJV program. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, so 3 cheers for a 15-year-old girl named Sidney Reilly, who lives and works in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Goes to school there. She started working at a McDonald's in Eden Prairie a couple of months ago. And yesterday, a woman bought some chicken McNuggets and something to drink, and she drove off to the other parking lot, and this youngster look out the window, and she sees this woman choking on the chicken McNuggets. And her daughter in the car, she saw the daughter. The daughter jumped out of the car, was running around. That's why this youngster noticed it. So she goes out, and obviously she's working at the drive-in. That's why you're looking outside the drive-through window. And she saves this woman that was gagging. She'd taken a Red Cross babysitter class and learned when she was 11 the Heimlich maneuver. Good for her. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program. Trending time. This is sort of a surprise, trending everywhere, all over social media, about Ellen Pompeo thinking Grey's Anatomy should hit the road.
Is it a surprise?
Well, 16 years maybe after that.
Yeah, and she's even said before that she's thought about leaving, and when it comes down to it, she's like, I have a good job, I'm steadily working, I make good money, I have a family to support, I guess why walk away?
Mm-hmm. So why is she walking away, or is she?
No, she's not. She's not going to walk away from Grey's Anatomy. Pretty much as long as Grey's Anatomy is happening, there will be a Meredith Grey. But she said that she's been trying to convince everybody else, like, guys, this should end. We should end this.
How long
Where
has it
else
been?
Are we going to go? What other stories can
it's
happen?
It's a cash cow.
Yeah.
She
already had the gravy train. Didn't they already have, like, a dream sequence when McDreamy came back and she had COVID? And, I mean, it's like we're getting into very soapy territory now.
Right. Oh, that's good.
And she has
Isn't this
out
a soap opera? Shonda Rhimes is a soap person, isn't she? She's the one who came up with this.
She's the creator. And she said if she's not interested in continuing the show if Pompeo walks away, how do you have a Grey's Anatomy without Meredith Grey, obviously? But everybody around her is like, no, sit down. Be quiet, Meredith or Ellen.
Right. The paycheck
for everybody. We're making a gazillion dollars. Just leave it be.
So somebody might look on IMDb. I'm going to guess her salary per episode is about $1 million, but it may be more than that. So why would you do 22 episodes a year? You get $22 million. Why would you want to check out of that gravy train?
Yeah, especially, and she's not only the namesake and lead actor. She is a producer on the series as well. So she has other jobs surrounding it. So she's definitely making bank.
Yeah, making bank. Where'd that expression come from, by the way? Making bank? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I've just always heard it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you making bank, Victoria?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
right.
She's maybe plotting robbing a bank, but not making me.
But you know, that's funny you say that. Bank robberies are up everywhere. Have you guys noticed that? There were
robberies,
three just in my
burglars,
local area in Jersey. Yeah, it's wild.
Do you guys remember, I don't know how long ago this was, but the two teenagers that robbed a bank? They had sunglasses on, and they just, like, walked up with their cell phones, and they, like...
Teenagers?
They slipped a note. They were, like, they looked really cute, and it was one of those, like, where did you come from? What is happening? Mm-hmm. No, they were dressed, like, they were dressed cute. They weren't really hiding themselves other than wearing sunglasses.
Really? All right. There you go. Whoop-de-doo. So, as long as we're in the television pew here, Jeopardy! Apparently is now more highly rated than it was when Alex Trebek was the host, to the point where the people, Sony Television, that produces it, has been, it's on most of the ABC stations, and ABC wants to keep it on their stations, but NBC and CBS are upping the ante. Both of them have offered more to provide their viewers with Jeopardy, other than the ABC affiliates. So now ABC's got to step up. Back and forth. I think that's pretty interesting that because I would have thought it had been just the opposite, frankly, that the ratings would go down. But ratings have gone up, and it's a very, very, very profitable program. Some Jeopardy viewers taking notice of the Professor's Tournament champion, Sam, is it Buttrey? A lot of money being won. I watched it the other night. Jeepers, scroll, a lot of money. So Steve Martin apparently is watching. And for some reason or other, he wants to go on the show and
He was watching. No, he was watching Sam Buttrey, who looks exactly like him. And so everyone's at Jeopardy's now saying, oh, Steve Martin, we want to have the real Steve Martin on in any capacity. So we'll see.
28 past the hour.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Fly at the same time. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there was a group of birds who learned how to work together when the hunter threw his net over them. They would fly off and sink and be saved. But then one day, one bird accidentally stepped on another bird, and the one who was stepped on was so angry that he began to argue with the other, even though the other one tried to apologize. Soon, birds began to take sides, so that by the time the hunter threw his net on the birds again, and the one side suggested that they all fly off together, those from the other side said, "No, you fly off first." But the other side just argued. They all argued, in fact. That is, until the hunter easily caught them in his net. When you don't work with others to solve anger, you're in the mess of anger with them. To learn to fly at the same time with the people in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fraudsters stole roughly $100 billion in pandemic relief funds from the CARES Act. The stolen funds represent 3% of the $3.4 trillion disbursed to the American public. Roy Dotson with the Secret Service on CNBC.
I've been in law enforcement for over 29 years and worked some complex fraud investigations for, 20-plus years, and I've never seen something at this scale.
To date, 900 investigations are taking place, more than 100 arrests have been made, and $2.3 billion have been returned. The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and large companies.
Biden's mandate says private companies with at least 100 employees must ensure that their workers are either fully vaccinated or tested weekly, and all healthcare workers at federally funded facilities must also get vaccinated. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized the first COVID-19 antiviral pill in the United States to protect against severe disease. The drug from Pfizer called Paxlovid will be prescribed for use in adults and children ages 12 and up with mild to moderate COVID who are at risk for severe disease or hospitalization. FDA Vaccine Advisory Board Dr. Paul Offit on Fox News explains the approval process.
This study was done in people who were unvaccinated, so they treated half and then didn't treat the other half and found that the drug was about 88% effective at preventing hospitalization. Where I think this fits is for people who aren't vaccinated, who seem to be perfectly willing to take medicines like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin that don't work, here's a drug that actually does work. So I think this could be a value. Obviously, the better choice would be to get the vaccine, but I think for that group, this would be the perfect thing to do.
Dr. Offit says early treatment is the key.
So what happens at the beginning is that the virus, SARS-CoV-2, you know, attaches to the lining of your nose and reproduces itself hundreds of times, thousands of times. And so now at that point, virus replication is an important part of the disease process. Then your immune response kicks in. And that's when you develop symptoms, including severe symptoms. At that point, virus reproduction is not an important part of disease process anymore. So antivirals or monoclonals don't work anymore. But you really have to give it early in illness if you're going to have any effect.
Merry Christmas, my friend, and thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to winter 2021/2022. Let's see, we have about 10 days left in the year. Imagine. A lot of people be happy to forget this year. There's no question about that. This is the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We were talking about this young lady who saved a patron's life at a McDonald's. And come to find out the same exact thing happened at a Chick-fil-A. Who would have thunk it? A video, there's some pretty dramatic video that when I was looking around here, you know, that when you come up with, okay, here's a story. Well, people are also seeing this and reading this. Well, I hadn't seen this one before. So there's a bystander woman calls 911 and the kid from the Chick-fil-A runs out and does the same thing with the Heimlich maneuver. So there's an epidemic of people choking on chicken nuggets, McNuggets and nuggets at, I think it was a, at Chipotle, at Chick-fil-A. So are the, but are the nuggets better supposedly at Chick-fil-A? Or is a nugget a nugget?
Isn't everything supposedly better at Chick-fil-A?
Delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never had the chicken nuggets. I don't know, but I've always heard that it's better.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that too. I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you kidding? I just had a salad from there yesterday. It was really good.
Yeah. The chicken
salad. The takeaway, other than everyone should learn the Heimlich maneuver.
Right. Yeah, and these
really
kids, learning the maneuver when they're fairly young, which is a good idea. I would think that parents would want to. How many people here know how to do the Heimlich? The three of you, do you know how to do the Heimlich?
Yeah, I used to.
You used
to? Adults and babies.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I mean, I've never obviously practiced the skill, but I think, I mean, I did a full, like, CPR class, and I think we learned the Heimlich maneuver. You're supposed to, like, go in under the diaphragm with your hands pushed together and in, like, an upward, like, wave motion, I think.
And then do a fast squeeze, right?
Yep.
Kind of. Does that sound like what you do? Kind of.
It was really interesting. When I was in college, and I still had this idea that I might be a doctor one day. Or not a doctor, but I wanted to be a physician's assistant because I didn't want to have to go to school all the time to be a doctor. But I was taking some, like, advanced anatomy class, and I had this really great, like, professor who came in, and a super, super nice guy, and he was very welcoming. But right in the beginning, he said, I want you to know I'm HIV positive, and if I cut myself during this class, please don't save
die.
Me.
Yeah.
No, and he's like, don't save me. Don't touch me. Call 911. Like, because, you know, whatever. I don't know. And so kind of like during the class, he was talking about how, and I felt bad for the guy. I think he isolated himself a lot. And so he said that he was in the cafeteria one day and he was eating, like eating his lunch, and he started choking, and he knew he was choking really badly, that he only had a few minutes to save himself. So he actually gave himself the Heimlich maneuver over the back of a chair.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
really?
Over the back of a chair or a table. Sure. Any kind of like anything that where you can, you know, poke yourself in that area right at the very bottom of your, the front of your rib cage. Yeah, if you can do that, then that's great. That's not that uncommon. I've heard that story kind of a lot, where people who know what they're doing and they know they're choking and can't communicate or they're alone and they save themselves.
Wow. All right, couple of items from the Havid Yad here in Massachusetts where I am. People are buzzing about this professor who is a spy for China. Let's hear it for the Chinese and this wonderful American professor who's doing their bidding. Yesterday we had a staff meeting, of the people involved in the program, and one of the things that was suggested is that I go, what was the term used? I go more gently on China, something like that, or, you know, when we talk about China.
I wouldn't say it that way because I don't think that's something that we
I don't think that was the message,
What was the message? Maybe, I don't know, talk about it less maybe or something like that, but...
Yeah.
I just said explain why you feel that way with
people. Should we
here's
not,
something.
Yeah, shall we not talk about
well,
this guy who's a spy for China at Harvard? Yeah.
Here's the real story is that China exploits our student visa program. We allow a lot of Chinese students to come into this country, and a lot of them come in, not all of them, but some of them come in with the intent to spy. They have these connections now that we're learning about to academia. We've got learned about the connections to Hollywood, to Washington, D.C., this is how they infiltrate the country and they get secrets. And talk about, Victoria, you were talking about what this guy is actually accused of doing. And some familiar names may pop up, like Wuhan, where we think the COVID virus came from. I mean,
we don't think. We know the COVID.
We know,
virus.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, this guy was paid $50,000 a month by the Chinese government to spy on whom? How is this? How did the plan work? What have we discovered about what he was doing with the students and with the research that was going on at Harvard?
I don't know, but the thing that concerns me, well, he was getting $50,000 a month from a Chinese university. He was given $1.5 million to establish his own nanoscience research lab at the Wuhan University of Technology. And so I don't know that he was necessarily like spying and reporting back to the Chinese government, but what I think is even more concerning, as we're still in the middle of a pandemic, is that this guy was, you know, he was funding scientific research. And that exchange, as
from
we know,
where'd the money come from? From Harvard?
Well, Harvard, I guess, gave him some money. He got some money, I think. Harvard got a grant from the from the National Institute of Health and the Department of Defense. And so that's how they caught him, basically, because those grants require that you have to disclose your foreign financial conflicts of interest, and that's how they discovered this whole Wuhan thing. So yeah, $50,000 for what? I mean, you're enriching yourself.
To be a traitor.
You're selling out your country.
You're a traitor. Exactly. So what happens to this guy?
Does he hasn't been sentenced yet. We don't know. I'm assuming yes, but
should be.
I don't know. So they found him guilty on two counts of making false statements to federal authorities, two counts of making and subscribing a false income tax return, and two counts of failing to report foreign banking stuff. So these are white collar crimes. Unfortunately, he has not been found guilty of treason. But which would come with a much
same
different
jail
penalty.
Derek Chauvin goes to.
Well, if these are, I mean, these are white collar crimes. You know, he could end up in one of those country club kind of places.
Mm-hmm. Marion,
where
Illinois.
The situation went.
Great place. Yeah, Marion.
Otisville, New York.
Yeah.
It's like a summer
bring
camp.
Your golf clubs. Speaking of Harvard, apparently they're going to extend for another 4 years a policy that started after the pandemic emerged, allowing aspiring students to apply without having SAT scores, without having ACT scores, which is a movement that's... I remember when I was
I'm
on the
going
Board
to
of
Harvard.
Trustees.
Yeah. See you guys.
Well, I think that the interesting thing about it, and I think what's good, is that you get to present a whole person, right? Mm-hmm. You have a whole portfolio now.
Scores.
Yeah, and it's not just like, well, we're eliminating that person because they didn't meet the cutoff for the SAT, where, you know, you could have someone who doesn't test all that well who could really just be a brilliant candidate. So I think it's a good thing.
So other colleges, as Harvard goes, so goes the nation. Are other schools
Harvard
going to
was
do
actually
this?
Behind the trend. More than 90% of schools in the U.S. News and World Report list of the top 100 liberal arts colleges and the top 100 universities nationwide are already not requiring scores for admission.
So what's the well-rounded approach so that we can help parents who are trying to prepare their seniors in high school how to, or juniors actually, used to take the SAT test when you were a junior?
Right.
So how are they preparing extras and teachers?
Well, if you score really well, I think the way it's working is if you take the SATs and you score the ACT and you score really well, you can submit those scores to the college.
Yeah.
You have
so
a choice. It's
just a choice. Okay.
If it works in your favor, you can submit it. If it doesn't, then they'll look at your grades, your extracurriculars, who you are as a person, your admission essay, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. How many are we making any progress in trying to encourage parents and youngsters not to go to college if they don't have some real goal in mind and to get them to go to a technical
school,
a
trade school
to train,
or something.
Trade school? Mm-hmm. Are we getting anywhere? More people applying for those trade schools? More? Certainly there are more jobs.
If they're smart, they are.
Yeah, a lot of money,
especially coding. There's so much more coding going on anymore.
So what do you need for education to do that, Jay? In order to get a job as a coder, what do you have to have as a background?
A lot of times kids are starting in elementary school and middle school, and they're going to coding camps where they're learning how to write code, computer code.
Good God. I don't even know. Is it still zeros and ones? How does that stuff work?
I don't understand.
How that works?
I have a friend who just completed a coding course, and it's complicated.
It's intense.
We had typing in my high school, so
We had the typewriter, the typewriter class,
That's
and they quizzed us on typing on a keyboard. So
okay, okay. Comments about other things going on in Asia coming up here. It's 44 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock,
R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I'm in the Christmas spirit, and I bring this up because it made me chuckle, and I know it won't make you chuckle. It's considered by today's standards to be pretty insensitive. So apparently I was looking at this Japanese space tourist thing, you know, these people who went up, like there was a Japanese billionaire and I think some other folks that went up space station.
They have their own version of space tourism.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the tycoon who's the billionaire's name is Yusuke Maezawa. I think. His producer is Yozo Hironano. And the other Russian cosmonaut's name is Alexander Mishurkin, as opposed to Mishurkin or whomever. So, Marjorie or Marilyn? I never remember what her name
Marjorie.
Is. Got it right.
Marjorie.
That time. Marjorie.
Okay. Marjorie referred to these folks as yellow people.
Why don't you
people.
Say who you're talking about?
Who, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. There you go.
Right.
You had to say, is it Marilyn or Marjorie?
Right.
You say Marjorie said.
Right. So apparently she stuck her foot in it when talking about various minorities and referred to Asians as yellow people at some recent event. And I chuckle because there's just, she's so
I'm not
kind
denying
of
that she's capable
of
this, but I'm just warning, be careful of the headline. Unless you actually hear it. Because
well,
there are
that
a lot of people
true.
That want to
yeah,
take
yeah.
her down,
oh,
and there are a lot
do.
Of people that will yeah. write headlines that make her look bad. I don't know what
she
said.
What was her quote? What'd she say?
What was the exact context?
I don't know. It was something to do with yellow people. That's what caught my attention. And I, you know why I stopped on it? Because when I was a kid, that was acceptable. That was to talk about the Japanese or Asians as yellow people. Never
but
was it considered
Taylor Greene
appropriate.
Is not that old, and so in her lifetime,
no.
it was not appropriate. So
yeah.
that's why I think it, again, I'm not saying she's not capable of saying wild things. I just know, like, we use the example, Jesse Waters was trending because people said that he wanted to take a kill shot and ambush Dr. Fauci, and that's not what he said at all.
Yeah.
So to make sure that, you know, context
well,
matters.
In this circumstance, I have no reason to take a shot at her. I just found it amusing. That it was, you know, it's one of those things that goes back to my childhood. It was okay to say that when I was a kid, not okay to say it now. We never referred to them, though, as slanted eyes. I won't tell you what my father used to refer to the Chinese as. It's 10
right,
before the hour.
To the show with you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, this is the DJV program. Joining us now is our soul scout, psychic expert. It's Mary O'Malley, who's available, by the way, at psychicscout.com and also Soul Scout. Don't you have a new website?
I do.
It's soulscout.com.
It's called the Soul Scout at thesoulscout.com.
But can we send you an email at the Soul Scout at something or other, or is it we just send you to the website, the Soul Scout? And leave it at that.
Yeah, and under contacts, just go under contacts and you can send me an email there.
Okay. So there's a new cool email. There's a new cool website. It's a new look because it's a new year. Focusing on not the past, but the present and the future, because that's what psychics are all about. Psychics have no connection to the past. They don't need to. I guess it depends on the type of psychic. If you're a medium, some people call themselves psychic mediums. They can talk with the dead, look in the back of the car instead of staying in the front seat, all that good stuff. But mostly what I think what I like to have Mary discuss is the present. And one of the things that people come to you, you're an advisor. You're a therapist, in a manner of speaking. And so at this time of year, we have a lot of people that have problems with what's called SAD disorder, seasonal adjusted disorder, because it's so dark. Imagine living in Alaska. We have like 8 hours of daylight here down in the lower 48, but up there at this time of year, it's dark all the time. So what does that do to one's ability to look at the world in a realistic fashion? Do you have more people coming to you for help at this time of year? Less, about the same? Does the season make a difference when people want psychic help and psychic connections?
I would say I don't have the things that come up aren't necessarily linked to the SAD, you know, syndrome. It's more about it's natural this time of the year when it's darker to look inside. of yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, you know, the perfect time of the year to let go of the past or the things that didn't work for this past year and move into new decisions for the next year. So I get more of that.
Yeah. I would think that sort of makes sense. When you get down to brass tacks, though, there are many people who've got questions, and they want to start the new year. As we acknowledge that you're back, you got a new look on the website for the new year, but the new year offers a lot of hope for people. Whether that's realistic or not, I guess that maybe is something I ask Maria Trilogy, the astrologer, maybe instead of you, or is it that you find people wanting to know what their options are as they get the new year started?
Yeah, and I think it's particularly important to review the last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, as I said before, what wasn't working for you, you know, and to finally just let that go. Because it's really hard to go into the new year and still be carrying those things from the past because you just didn't know how to let it go.
Right.
And so it's really important to identify that. And then to take a look at what your thoughts are for the new year, what you're going to do differently. And get some advice on that, get some larger perspective into that.
Right. One wonders, as we look around, if people are making New Year's resolutions. Is that the resolution? A lot of people make expansive resolutions this time of year. Some people make a few, maybe make one. Is that something that psychologically is beneficial, do you think? And people say to you, well, I've got to do something different, so I resolve to do the following.
Yeah, I think it's a really good thing. I think, you know, it's a perfect
resolution,
time of year.
New Year's resolutions, you mean?
Resolution, yeah. Perfect time of year to, you know, it depends on the resolution. I mean, it's not just the resolution, but you have to really spend a lot of time on how are you going to do that differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're going to change your diet, you know, how are you going to change your diet? How are you going to get support? You really need to look at your changes all the way through, you know, to make sure you're really on the mark for it.
I read once the chief danger in life is that you may take too many precautions. Throw caution to the wind and take a chance. That may be something you get advice-wise from Mary O'Malley, the psychic soul, the psychic scout, the soul scout. .com is a website. You can also reach her at 800-341-9609 for a great reading and a tune-up, if you will, because we all ought to start the new year as tuned up as possible. So the soulscout.com or psychicscout.com, 800-341-9609 for Mary O'Malley here on the DJV program. Is 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.